we were talking a bit about the council and things. I wonder, did people generally take an interest in municipal politics then, in what was going on?
Well, I think in some ways they were more interested then, because, you know, we've been through some quite strenuous times in Burnaby, and I think that people were more interested, and certainly people got out and voted. You know, they were really, they wanted the right man in.
Was the VON very conscious of who was in power at political hall?
No,
who
no.
The Reeve was or anything?
Oh, well, I mean, I think the girls, all of us, not just, I mean, I think that we always felt that we had the council and the Reeve behind us 100%.
Yeah.
Because they knew, I mean, even touched some of their families, you see. I mean, right. If you were ill and they knew the VON were there, so they'd say, well, could the VON come in and look after my wife or my child or whatever it was? I mean, at that time, you know, Burnaby wasn't so large, and the VON was well, everybody knew the VON. No, it's not quite so, I mean, there's so many other organizations in Burnaby, but at the same time, the VON is still doing the bedside nursing and things like that.
Getting back to politics, how did people in the area that you lived in react to the election of Reeve Pritchard?
Well, I think most of the people in that my friends, shall I say, he didn't appeal to us. And I think that you might say that we were a very conservative crowd down there. I mean, I always felt that a great many of the families there were English people. And I think that we were quite conservative in all our voting. And so...
What about in provincial and federal politics? Were people...
Well, I would say that Burnaby has always been interested in politics.
Yeah.
I think that... I don't know now, but I think certainly people of the old school, that I think that we were so grateful and realized, you know, the power of the vote, that I don't know anyone that didn't vote, but I have heard people in this present generation say, oh, I don't think I'll bother. And of course that upsets me very much, but I think, you know, this is the only way that we can have what we really want, isn't it, by voting.
Those were the days when the CCF began, largely in Burnaby, weren't they? No? Okay. Just a general question then. How do you think the government's dealt with the Depression? Did people think about that, talk about that?
Well, of course, everybody complained about everything, you know. I mean, blamed every, you know, how if things go wrong. But it was such a general thing. I mean, it wasn't just Burnaby or Vancouver or New Westminster. It was nationwide. I mean, the Depression hit everywhere. But, I mean, it was just a case of, well, you just accepted it and made the best of it. But, I mean, I think that nobody was experienced in how to handle the Depression. So I think some of the things they did were foolish, but I still feel that people did their best. You know, that nobody was trained in how you handle a situation like that.
Yeah. How did people react to having a commissioner rather than a Reeve
council? Well, I think they resented that very much. And he was a man, he was an outsider that came in, you see. And I think a lot of us felt that he was ruthless. And, I mean, for instance, he wouldn't allow, I'm just speaking from the VON point of view, I mean, he wouldn't even accept that how useful and how much a part of Burnaby we were. All he had to do was just to lop off that money. That was money that wasn't going to be spent, you see. So we were just everywhere they had to cut down, and he didn't realize how important it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.